Blog Talk Radio.
The computer buffer. The buffer.
Hello.
The fly.
Hello.
There we go. Hey. What up, my folks? What's happening, people? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Off-Ramp. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Off-Ramp show for the people, by the people, by the people. Show that, I don't know, me and my friends just get together, hang out and talk.
Embodies the people.
Show that embodies the people. Forgot my catchphrase. CTE, my catchphrase. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Off-Ramp show for the people by the people that embodies the people. So where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in your hood, my hood, all the hoods across the globe. Get together and discuss current events, music, sports, sex, love, relationships, politics, fashion, what's trending, movies, whatever you find interesting, we discuss. Because this is a show about the people. It's not a show about clicks. It's not a show about impressions. It's not a show about money. It's a show about the people. Once a week we get together again, we kick it. It's pretty much that simple. If you find something interesting, feel free to call it, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on all social medias, all the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Twitches. Oh, I got to start the Twitch shit, right? You can hit us up on all of them. See what's popping in these streets. I hope this don't mess up the computer. I'm starting to twitch late. Update. Fuck out of here. Do you always update stuff when you get it? Yeah. So, anyway, welcome to the offer. Feel free calling 929-477-3975. Shout out to all my Twitchers. Just signed in. Shout out to all my people. Let's get right to it. We got the lovely, the wonderful, the sexy, the sassy, the very, very tired, the workaholic, DJ C-Sire in the building. DJ C-Sire, welcome to the Off-Ramp. How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Good evening, everyone.
You are officially off for the weekend. Got a big weekend planned. No, no, she already rolled her eyes.
I'm still trying to figure out what.
You don't want to go? Look. So DJ C-Sire, she works every other weekend, right? And she works in retail. She deals with customers on a daily basis. It's tough. Anybody who's worked in retail understands that retail is a tough job. You're dealing with customers who want what they want, when they want, how they want it, because they're paying for something. And usually they don't even like to pay the price that's advertised. And then DJ C-Sire sells drugs, so she's working with drug addict customers, so it makes it worse. So I do give her props. So she works every other weekend, so she'll hit me and she'll get excited. She'll be like, oh, it's my weekend off. We turning up. And then I'm like, yeah, we got to go out of town for football, for your kids' football. And she'll just look at me as if I'm the reason why our kid loves football and has to do all this. I don't really think it's my fault. I mean, I think he found his passion. I think he found his love. I don't think it has anything to do with me.
And the crib football and
he wanted the football in the crib.
No, baby. When he was a baby, he didn't ask for no football.
He was like, eh. So I thought he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us might be going to Maryland this weekend, or maybe just one of us. DJ C-Side might be taking a nice, relaxing weekend to chill, and I'll be up there at Dolo running kids around, trying to win a championship. But we'll get all that together. But DJ C-Side, other than that, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Other than cars.
Yeah, we'll talk about cars are expensive. Let's get my brother from another mother. My man Blur's in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Happy to be here as always. Thanks for inviting me on the show. Glad to be here, man. And I don't think anybody who knows you and DJ Six Iron is going to take your side on the who's responsible for y'all's son loving football. I think that's a losing battle for you, Mac. I think you got to take full responsibility for that.
I feel like that's sexist. DJ C-Siren likes football. Look,
it's not sexist. It's about you. You're
I don't. What is that? What is that supposed to mean? Tell me about myself.
You love football.
Everybody loves football. It's America's game. Donald Trump.
Everybody doesn't love football.
Who doesn't love football?
You would know because you and everyone you are around love football.
Your mama loves football. She stayed texting us about the big game. Your brother loves football?
I don't love football.
Your dad might not love football, but your
dad
loves football.
My dad
doesn't
care about football.
He's a little different. He's a little different. He might be the only person I know who don't love football. But he try to act like he loves football when it's around.
He don't love football.
But your mama loves football. She get excited.
My mom can get into football.
So who don't love football? I don't understand how this blame comes to me.
I don't even know. Solicitor? Lawyer? What's her name? I don't know. My roommate from college, she don't like football.
Oh. I didn't know she didn't like football. She's a little different, too. Shout out to my sis. I don't know what we call her. Red Run. I don't know. Yeah. She don't love football?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little different, though. She's borderline Nazi.
What?
Didn't you say when you first met her, when you went to college, she had on Doc Martin boots and, like, a Hitler shirt? And you was
no,
like, we're going to be best friends. Because she thought she was going to scare the black girl.
Right, no.
The country black girl. She didn't realize that you love white people, too.
It was the book she was reading.
Mein Kampf, right?
No. Helter Skelter.
There you go. Look, I knew it was something German.
That's not German. That's Charles Manson. He was American.
Only Helter Skelter we represent, we respect is from boot camp.
What?
Boot camp.
Oh, Helter Skelter, yes. Great. Allie, great that you all. Rest in peace, Sean Paul.
I got my man M Extra Money in the building. M Extra Money, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. I thought I was joined the wrong show, man. It seemed like it was a couples therapy joint, man, going on in the background, man. Friendly couples banter. Yeah. Wasn't sure.
I mean, couples therapy
off,
is always.
Yeah, I know.
I
thought you changed from me. Always. I think it's healthy. Definitely healthy.
Oh, okay, great.
More power to you. How y'all doing though? Seems like y'all doing good over there.
She was just listen.
See, now you got see. You was doing well, y'all. You was doing well. It was doing well, and then
I'm just saying, that would be the healthiest thing for our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If she would just shut up and listen. I tell the same thing to my son, but don't none of them listen to me. Don't none of them want to shut up and listen. Yeah, I'm fighting a losing battle here.
Two against one.
But all right, cool. Well, welcome, my brother. Welcome. Glad to have y'all.
Man. It seems like we haven't connected in a while, man. So I'm interested to see what's been popping in these streets. You know, it's been a lot going on. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff going on, and the news that I'm just excited to hear what everybody's opinions are on some things. I know I got some strong opinions on some things. But yeah, let's get into it, Devin.
All right, so what do you think of the Jews?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's getting popping, bro. I like it. That's why this is the fucking offer. You know what I mean? This is why it is, man. Listen, so to be honest, man, you know, I don't even know. I don't think it's a unpopular opinion, but I'm going a little rant. I just feel like, one, you got to know your history. I think a lot of people just don't understand the history of it. And so for one, you know, I didn't at first. And then I literally just had to start watching some Natural Geographic, just like the History Channel pieces of it, and piecing it all together, listening to both sides and just trying to really understand like how they got into this situation, right? And why, you know, it's going to be an ongoing battle. Right. And, you know, it's funny because the U.S. wasn't a part of none of that shit that split the land up and gave a place to that. So that was all Britain. That was Britain. So I don't understand. I do understand why we're giving money to Israel. That's just so we can have a launch pad to the Middle East. We need somebody to be over there. Right. So we've got friendly for us just in case Iran gets a little foggy. Right, or Syria gets froggy, so we can launch from Israel. So I know why we're giving money and investing in that from a military standpoint. But from a humanitarian standpoint, I feel like we got sitting in our Congress, right, a John Lewis voting rights bill. We got sitting in our Congress a reparations bill. And so my thought about, and this has nothing personal about Jewish people, but I feel like when they come and say stuff like, why aren't nobody standing up for us or why aren't nobody speaking out against us, I literally have a hard time having sympathy for them because, you over in this country that was afforded a lot more opportunity for us or for you when black people were over there fighting in World War II to save your ass from Hitler, right? So you come over to our country after we just saved, I know a lot of people died, so I'm not saying that, but we fought and died ourselves as black American or African Americans to liberate them from Hitler. They come over to America, and while they weren't treated as nice, they damn sure weren't slaves, and they had way more rights than us. And so, to me, I have a hard time having sympathy for them when I feel like they got reparations and not necessarily their 40 acres and the mule like we were promised, but they got rights, right? And we still fought for them. And yet 400 years later, and even going down today, we still can't even get reparations. The word mention of reparations is like, oh, what the hell? Who's going to do that, right? And then they're taking away our history. And so I really have a hard time with them still even trying to make it seem like we don't know or they want us to have sympathy for them, talking about it's our land, we got a right to defend it. But if the history is true, it really wasn't your land, right? And so I have a hard time with that history, especially when we're getting our history erased. We can't even talk about slavery, right, because they want to think like, oh, as white folks or as our American friends, right, say, oh, well, why we got to feel bad for something that our ancestors did? Well, why the fuck do you want black people to feel bad for what somebody that ain't even related to us did? We don't have shit to do with Hitler. We ain't come from that motherfucking country. And so yet you want us to feel plight for what happened in the Holocaust, and you want us to be reminded of the Holocaust every single day, every single year, but let us start talking about slavery, and they want to take that shit out of books. So I just got a whole problem with the hypocrisy of it all, right? Like, I get it. No one likes war. No one should be dying. I get that aspect of it, but I just don't understand how they can, in the same breath, support, and a lot of them do support, because I guarantee you all them, there's Jewish people in Florida that ain't saying shit about African-American history. Courses not being taught and fucking the banning of the African-American books and all that other shit. I guarantee you they ain't out there fighting for that shit, but they'll fight for Anne Frank and all their Holocaust books, I guarantee for sure. So for me, I just got a problem with the hypocrisy of it all. And so I have no sympathy for them. The death is going to be what it's going to be. But again, if you ain't talking about strange fruit, then I ain't talking about the Holocaust. That's how I look at it.
A lot to unpack there. Blur, you want to jump in?
Yeah, let me just say, to lighten things up a little bit, I just saw that on this day 30 years ago, Wu-Tang Clan, 36 Chambers, and Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders, both dropped 30 years ago today. That's a hell of a day for two albums to drop. All right. So that said, I agree with most of what you said, except for like how you got there, I guess, the premise. And that's only because, like, when you say Jewish people, like, obviously you can't be everybody. And when the leaders, I say the leaders, the spokespersons, people for the Jewish community talk, they have their talking point to say, hey, we support all anti-hate, and they have their campaigns. And I saw a commercial the other day talking about stop Jewish hate, and then, like, the commercial was from, like, I guess whatever the Jewish coalition people, whoever they are, and it just swaps out the word for Jewish, and it says the black hate, gay hate, and they just roll through the thing. It's like the Jewish community or whatever their organization is called wants to help end hate across the board. And I heard saw an interview with the leader of that organization saying, hey, we've marched with these people. We've signed petitions and bills and, you know, supported this bill and this. So they, at least outwardly, the Jewish community has done things legally and, I guess, whatever, I'm trying to think of the word, and I guess, but they've done things publicly to say that, hey, we support those who also have been through stuff, who also suffer things. Like, we suffered, and we don't want people to forget about that, and we want people to support us, but we support the other people who have suffered as well. So at least publicly, that's what at least the leaders of the organizations are saying. Again, to a man, you never really know. Like, I don't know everybody's voting thing. I don't know. Like, I ain't never look at the demographic, see how Jewish people vote in elections or anything like that. But as a collective, that's what they're saying they're doing. And that's the thing with this whole thing. Like, how far back do you want to go to say who's right and who's wrong? I saw it was like the British Jewish people, like whatever the British do, head of that organization over there in England, was like, hey, to all you news organizations who are it wasn't the flex he was trying to make it sound like. He's like, hey, to all you organizations who are covering this thing, and he didn't say equally, but who are covering this thing, showing both sides, you're helping them. You're helping Hamas. If you show both sides of the argument or whatever, or both sides of the conflict, you're helping them. And, like, when you say this, like, yo, why can't we be objective and show both sides? How is that helping them? Because I guess if you go back far enough, it was their land. But, you know, when you done lost family and you done lost people, you don't really care. Like, they don't really say, hey, we're not going back that far. This is what it is right now. You go back too far, it's going to be our land. You go back far, it's going to be their land. If you go back farther than that, it's our land. So it's kind of why I wish we would stay out of it. I understand, like you said, we can't. But, I mean, this is bigger than us, essentially. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Okay. You got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the auditorium. You stepped in on the Jewish-Palestine conversation. You got anything?
Nah, just like Blair said, like at the end of the day, at the end of his statement, I say I'm opting to stay out of it. I mean, I feel for the people that lost their lives, but yeah, I'm staying out of this one.
DJ C. Tyron, you got anything?
Oh, my thing think they kind of touched on everything. It's just It's a lot. It's just, I just like to focus on, you know, let's not think about history and everything else. You have innocent people unable to get food, water, health care, and they're trapped. They can't leave. They're being bombed. And they're civilians. And no one can do anything about it. There's something wrong with that situation. And the fact that there's so many different people in places that, you know, in leadership that are saying, no, that's not happening. When you keep getting stories that it is happening, it just, it really questions everything that's going on, no matter who's doing it, the history behind it, the feud. But if you're allowing this to happen, just because it just tells me that you don't care, and you don't care that people are dying that are innocent. So, and they're just a pawn. We're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna keep killing off people until the people we want releases hostages.
Okay. I mean, all right, so I'm going to plead ignorance on a lot of stuff. So my opinion may come off 100% ignorant, because it's not like this anything I researched. Oh, another thing. So I left work today. You got to love colleges, because colleges are a breath of fresh air when it comes to protest, kids' opinions. You know, there's a lot of kids who's on the internet. They're trying to express themselves. Make sure y'all mute your background. So I'm leaving work today, and this is why I thought about it too. And I see police officers like surrounding the president's building. I'm like, oh shit! Now I'm on the risk management team for my supervisor group, and I'm like, yo, I start checking my email. Like, I didn't get an email that anything's happening. Why are the cops surrounding the president's building? And it's a lot of cops. Like, it's not like it was just one cop just chilling there. Like, and they're like posted up. And I'm like, well, you know, ain't my problem. Not my president. But he is my president. He's OB. I mean, at the school. So, but then I started hearing people chanting. And then I saw the Palestine flag. And they're chanting Free Palestine. So it's a protest group at the president's building of Palestinian people. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah, I don't know if they're really Palestinian people. I mean, they look like terrorists, so I would assume they're – I'm just playing. I would assume that they were Palestine opinion people, and it's a university. So, you know, and it's a diverse university, so I'm pretty sure they were Palestine people. But I was shocked where they were
– It's called Palestinian.
They were Arabs.
And, too, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone wasn't. Anyway, go ahead.
People. They all look like me with a white mama, beard and everything. So, but there was only four of them out there, and I immediately felt sad. I'm like, yo, you can't be out here protesting this or the entire university with four people. Like, and then, like, why did they have so many cops? Like, I mean, it was probably like 20 cops out there. Now, the cops weren't bothering them. The funny thing is I saw the vice president talking to them and having a good conversation. It was like three people were chanting and singing, and like one person was like just talking to the vice president of the university. And they were having a good conversation. Like, they even dapped each other up. And I just thought, oh, this is a sad protest. But I don't know if it's a protest or just chanting, but like, I don't know why you're like chanting at the president's office. I guess he's Jewish. I don't know. So, but again, that's my ignorance. The only thing, I mean, it's not about disagreeing again. So my opinion on this, it's a little ignorant, is I think the Palestine people, they're not the Palestine people, but I guess Hamas, I think they're kind of fucked up. Okay, so like Blair said, how far back do you go? So 3 weeks ago there was peace. I don't know if I'm right or not, but 3 weeks ago there was peace. The Jews were there. The Palestinians people were there. There was peace.
Can you not say Palestinian?
What am I saying? Palestinian
people.
Palestinians. There was peace. Then the Palestinians came in and started blowing shit up and killing people and kidnapping people. That to me sounds fucked up. Now, if you say, hey, the Palestinian people did this because years ago during World War II, Britain kicked the Palestinians out and put Jews there, I agree that's fucked up, but what's that got to do with today? So, like, I wanted to have a conversation with these Palestinian people, because if that's your excuse, yo, then I should punch you in the face for slavery. Like Blur said, how far back did we go? Yesterday there was peace. Today you blowing shit up, kidnapping people and killing people and blaming on some shit that happened that we wasn't even around for. Should some politics, should we continue to have discussion about this and how we're going to...
Some of them say that they were around, like...
Yeah, so it's different, though, bro. Like, if I could jump in real quick. I don't know if you finished. I'll let you finish, but it is different, though. Like...
Okay, explain. Go ahead. Let's have the conversation.
Okay.
I think Blur was in front of you. I think you cut Blur off.
That's
so,
fine.
So Blur, then MXer. Blur, go ahead, and then MXer.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you were saying, like, for something that we weren't around for, and, like, in their eyes, the fighting never really stopped. I guess it's one way of looking at it, maybe, like, a little intermission. But they have been, since Hamas has been around, they have been trying to, you know, reclaim their land and stop living under apartheid. I think some of them call it apartheid. Some just call it under Jewish rule, depending on, I mean, who you listen to. So, yeah, and they say, like you say, fighting for something that none of us were alive for, some of them have been. Like, I mean, again, how far back do you want to go where you say this is where it started at? But if that's where it started, and they never really stopped.
Okay, well, if there was never peace, then I stand corrected. Again, I'm saying my ignorance. I don't know. Go ahead, I'm actually losing all that.
Yeah, so it's not like it was ever peace. It's like one of those things where you're constantly under, like, it's almost like slavery was over, but you still had indentured servants, right? An uprising's always waiting to happen. Like, the Jewish, like, first of all, Hamas was elected. They were duly elected, right? So they're almost like they're a party. It's a party that came through, and what they did when they came into power, they weren't playing with the Jewish people, right? Like, the people of Israel, they stood up to them. That's how they got the respect. They started bringing power and water and all the other nonsense that the Jewish, the Israel people were doing to them, cutting off when they can and come in, right? Like, basically, like, pushing the land over, right? That's where you talk about the whole, when you hear about the Jewish settlements, they kept like, okay, so you can have this piece of land, but we just going to build on that shit. It's almost like how we rough Mexico and Texas. Like, we just, this is our land and shit. Like, now it's ours. Like, after that war, yeah, we just took that shit from it. And Mexico just sitting there, they just ate that, right? And we formed a partnership of the Palestinian people. They're not eating that. You can't just, it's like all of a sudden now we got Texas, and all of a sudden, we start taking Mexico City, and we over here, and we just keep creeping into Mexico. Like, at some point, Mexico is going to be like, yo, bro, yo, United States, yo, you're not just going to keep on building on our land and just telling us to eat the shit. And that's what happened. That was what happened with the settlement, and they were controlling the flow of traffic, right? So if you knew that you had to work over in Israel, and now all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, you ain't working today. Right? Like, you're like, yo, but how, well, I just was, to your point, I just was able to do that shit. And all of a sudden, now you're like, yeah, but today, nah, we ain't going to do that. We're going to wait. Maybe next month, we'll let you back in. Like, they was doing shit like that. So, again, yes, Hamas, terrorist group, I'm not here to support Hamas. I'm not saying all that. But I'm just saying to you, though, if it's almost like how when the Republicans lost and all of a sudden they attacked the Capitol, well, that's exactly what Hamas is doing. Now, Hamas is like, yo, bro, like, how many times are you going to just gonna keep on doing shit before I just strike out against you for fighting over the land that is literally just ours, right? And so how far do you go back? I don't fucking know. But at the end of the day, like, to me, history is history. And so for, if you're saying how far do you go back, my question to Blur is that, so you don't, so do you agree that we shouldn't be talking about slavery in history? Because that's longer than the fuck they talking about. This shit has been 1948.
So, I don't know if it's more good. I think some of this goes back to
1948 is when the treaty was signed, 1948.
Hey.
So I'm just saying, like, when, hey. Like, to me, history is what I'm saying.
Hey, let me get my joke off real quick before Blair responds. I just want to mark this down as a day that M Extra supported the January 6th riot and showed sympathy.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. I'm just saying that it's a party that try to attack, you know what I mean, like,
yeah, man,
the institution that's built. Whatever.
To answer your question, we absolutely should be learning about American slavery and even world slavery. Absolutely. I was saying how far you go back when it comes to, like, what you're going to fight over and kill over. And particularly for us here in the U.S., who are we going to support? Like, again, if we're going to pick a side and say, all right, we're supporting them, I mean, are we just discounting everything that happened before that and say, all right, we're not worried about that? Like, if you're going to pick a side, and especially if you're going to pick up a weapon or drop some bombs, it's like, I mean, how far back are you going to go? Again, that's why I think we should probably just stay out of it because – It goes back to, if you want to, like, some people say go back, not the beginning of time, but, you know, go back to Jesus and them. So, I mean, over whose land it really is.
Right, yeah. No, I agree with that. I guess my point and the question was is that, I guess when I was pointing it to you, it's just kind of like, I think that just matters, right? And why I say I agree with you on that point. I don't think we should be over there either. Like, I think we should stay out of it. I get it militarily, but from a humanitarian issue, like, I just think we ignore so many things here, right? I still find that hypocritical. And just to answer your question, I will say, though, I agree with you that it's not everywhere. When I said that, you know what I mean, the hypocrisy of it all, and I know that there are some Jewish organizations that say all, peace for all. But it's almost like the same argument I make to that. It's like when you're trying to make a case about your own people, you got to include everybody because they're your allies. You essentially want them to be your allies, right? I just have just knowing while shit is getting stalled in Congress and you want to talk about the plight that of our own people and what's happening in this country, and we sent $4 billion over to help Israel when we can't get one penny of reparations sitting in our own Congress, like, that part, I will never understand. Like, we sent $4 billion to a country, but we can't even address our own plight, right? Like, we just want to erase our own shit, right? And then we won't even give up and won't even take a vote on reparations that we were promised, but we'll send $4 billion to another country to deal with their humanitarian issues. Right, like that's just, I just can't wrap my head around that shit, knowing that we have a bill sitting in Congress right now.
I mean, you should be able to though. I mean, Joe Biden gave us money and we spent it on crab legs during COVID.
That was Trump, man. My check said from Donald Trump specifically.
Yeah, right.
Was it Trump that gave us the money?
Yeah, he was COVID.
So
yeah.
I mean, but like, I'm just again,
it's a crap, like,
I'm pleading my ignorance. I believe y'all. So let me just get something clear. You're telling me that in 2023, some Palestine people, Palestinians, were chilling on the reservation, and some Jewish people came over here and said, yo, we taking your land, and, like, we just let it ride because it's not America? I thought America and Israel are supposed to be so cool that we don't do stuff like that no more. Or did this happen in, like, 1906?
Nah, man, this is recent.
It's been happening.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Hold on. DJ.
No, the Jewish settlements been happening.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't renew contracts for Palestinians, and they would say, no, we have this new contractor for this land. Kick people right out there. You don't want us anymore.
So Palestinians had land that they were buying from the Jewish people. And then the Jewish people came in and
said, we're taking, yeah.
It's their land, though, right? Like, it's their land. You know, it's Palestine. This Palestine's land, a part of the treaty they were trying to figure out. So listen, when the Holocaust happened, and we freed all the Jews, they had to go somewhere. They didn't know we could. No country just wanted to take all them people in, right? And so again, some came here. That's why we have Ellis Island, right? Some people went to Brit. They just went everywhere. And then the rest of them, the British were like, yo, we can't take all these fucking people. So they created Israel. Like, that was all Britain.
Where were they
there with the
before?
US.
They were
in Germany.
The history. Why couldn't
they
stay
in Germany?
Bro. Hitler lost.
They did, but
I'm like,
they wanted
serious.
To be there.
I'm confused. Like, I would think that Jewish people would say, hey, Hitler, you lost. This is my country now.
You know, they decided
Man,
to keep
listen.
The
Like, so you mean to tell
they,
me
they,
Hitler
they try
lost
to get the hell out of there.
Got kicked out?
Bro, they left.
So Hitler lost.
It wasn't like
they
got
still
kicked
got
out.
Kicked out? It was that. Why was it that many
I don't
years
think they got kicked out.
So cold.
I think they just got, you know what I mean? It's like, you just witnessed, like, your whole family dying in the gas chamber. Like, I wouldn't want to be in that damn country. I don't give a shit what it happened. I don't trust it.
So you want
Who's
to
say
it
wouldn't be another Hitler come around? I mean,
look,
hey, it's a land.
At least Hitler.
I don't know.
Ours.
Well, I thought
bad.
That, I mean, I'm read, or at least I heard.
1947.
Go ahead, Blair. Okay, I was going to say, I think it even go back before that, because, like, when Moses freed the Jews from Egypt, didn't they go to what's now Israel? So wasn't it their land
what's
before the Palestinians?
It?
Yeah, so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it goes back to even before that.
Right.
I'm just fine.
Yeah.
So, but
I mean,
who was there
yeah.
first? Hold on. Let's
it
do,
wasn't
let's
called
do the
anything.
Thing real quick.
That's what I'm thinking.
Moses freed the slaves, and they went to Israel. Moses freed
no,
the
there
Jews.
Was nothing called, there was nothing
and,
called Israel.
Well, what is today now Israel? That's the Holy Land.
Correct.
Who
yeah.
was there before them? Because I feel like they should have beef over the Palestinians and the Israelis.
That's just it. They were beefing then.
Palestinians.
Yeah,
who was there
back
before
years,
Moses?
Bro. This
Jesus
is wars and wars, bro.
But no, but I'm asking the question. Do we know? Is it like Native Americans? Well, I guess not Native Americans.
Yeah,
if they're over there with Moses.
I have no idea, man.
We don't know. We know. History is, it gets a little funny when it comes to...
Yeah.
But that's why you can't say whose land is it, because there was always somebody prior. So then my
just,
question
well,
is,
well,
I mean, y'all
the
are...
The,
giving,
the, tree,
y'all
the treaty is what made Israel Israel.
Right.
Treaty of who?
That's what we do now.
That was... After the, they said they were going to send them to, like...
Why didn't they send them to Australia?
Zimbabwe. Yeah, like... Or,
The Jews would have had Zimbabwe lit.
No,
that's good
Zimbabwe.
Weather. That's
what's
good
the,
weather down
the,
there. Yo, I wish I could...
No, not Madagascar. It was like the,
I need the TVA and put the Jews in, like, the Congo. Because, oh, we would have had cell phones. They'd have built Wakanda. We done the Jews. We really built Wakanda.
Stop.
All that
you
gold?
Stupid, yeah.
I'm giving them props.
You funny.
So... okay. Let's get back to the serious ahead. I'm sorry. I'm cracking jokes. I love the Jews. I love the Palestinians. So, the Jewish people, so the Brits gave the Jews land and the Palestinians. So the Palestinians,
it was almost,
I mean,
like
the
they tried to split
leasing,
it up. It was,
and
yeah, they tried
taking
to split
it back
it up.
From them.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah. So basically, from what I understand from that treaty, right? Like after the war,
treaty
the
between
had that land. That was British land. I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, so it was the British people. Land. It wasn't even the Palestinians.
Correct. There was not. It was nothing called that, bro. Yeah, it was nothing called Israel.
Colonialism.
Like they just kind of split the land up, you know. And they thought that's why they keep talking about this two-state solution. Okay, they feel like it could work. The problem is that the two-state solution is never going to work because you got groups like Hamas that says, "Listen, man, we want to kill all the Jews." Like that's in their mission statement. Like, yo, like, F all the Jews. Let's kill them all. Like, how can you come back from that? I don't know. You can't, right? Like, that's why they want to attack them so much because, again, they don't want them to exist. They don't feel like they should exist, right? That's a tough. That's tough to be like, yo, you don't even think that we should exist. Like,
you
how
can never support
we should just,
any...
we're going to be, what'd you say?
You could never say anything they do is right if they don't want an entire group of people to exist. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. That's
right?
Why I say I don't want to
like,
act like I'm supporting Hamas, right? Like, that's why when I said about Hamas.
The Jewish.
Well,
we
listen, here, that's what I'm saying. To me, we don't have to do anything but stay black and die. For real. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel
but
like
we,
that's their beef.
But we can't stay out of something if somebody wants to erase an entire group of people off the
listen,
earth.
Listen,
like,
I tell you what, though. But here's the thing, though, right? Again, to me, if we still have KKK, and if they think that we're not supposed to be here either, then I say fuck the KKK, too, and we don't got all Americans saying that shit.
But that's not erasing
like,
all
so my point, they're erasing all. They want to erase all of us? What are you talking about?
No.
They were trying to. They're trying
to.
So you think? So what were they missing then?
Just hear me out, because I think we're discussing two different things. Hamas wants that. You said it's in their mission statement. They want to kill all the Jewish people everywhere, right? Not just the Jewish people that are oppressing them. Jewish people that are in California making movies. They want them gone. That to me says I can't support anything you do if you have that type of thinking because I just believe in God and I don't believe in erasing any one group of people from off the earth, right? If you're comparing Jewish people and KKK people, Jewish people is a...
No, KKK to Hamas. That's what I was comparing.
And I guess I don't know what Hamas is. Hamas sounds like a person. I don't want to kill all Palestinian people, but all Palestinian people ain't Hamas, right?
That's correct. Hamas is, as I said, Hamas is a political party. They're like an organization. They're a group.
And they want to kill all the people.
Yeah.
So like the Democrats came.
So then we should get rid of all, we should support getting rid of all Hamas.
That's exactly. That's why I said I didn't want to feel like I was supporting Hamas because I'm not. But again, like I said, that's like, but I attributed them to like the KKK, like, and so for real, like I'm
we
saying,
give it all the
like that's part of, exactly, that's what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
But my point also is that the Palestinian people, right, elected Hamas to rule them because they're the ones that stood up to Israel and fought in the war, even though they kind of lost. But they fought when they were doing all them Jewish settlements. Like, they just kept building. Like, you can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yo, you already know, right, that that's how they came to power, right? Because before Hamas, when Hamas wasn't there, they were all these Jewish settlements. Israel was just like, yo, yeah, I know this is supposed to be a land, but we just going to keep on building that shit. That's why I used the Mexico thing. It's kind of like, yeah, we had that Spanish-American War. We won, and we took Texas. But, yeah, now, you know what, man, we just going to keep on building and putting people over there, like putting land in the U.S., just keep building in Mexico. At some point, the Mexico people are going to be like, yo, U.S., bro, you keep on putting your people over on our land. And then eventually, it's going to be some kind of organization that's going to rise up, win the will of the people, and start fighting back. That's Hamas, right? So, like, when Israel was doing all that crazy shit to the Palestinians, building the settlements, doing all this other crazy shit, not allowing you to work, cutting your power off, doing all this other crazy shit, yo, like, at some point, you're going to get somebody that's going to be like, yo, you can't keep on doing it. We ain't going to stand for this shit no more.
I mean, that's all understandable. And I agree, if Palestinian people want to get rid of the Jewish leadership that is infringing on their property and treating them like slaves, I support that. Because that's, if what y'all are telling me is true, and I believe y'all telling me is true or as well-read as y'all can be, the Jewish leadership that is allowing that to happen should be overthrown. And I guess, can you be on trial for, war crimes or human rights violations? Those Israelis' leadership should be held accountable for doing stuff like that. And the Palestinians have every right to fight back. But I do believe that, you know, it's okay to fight against Israel for your rights and for your land, but not think that I want every single Jewish person to die. Like, I think that's two different extremes.
I don't want to, I don't know, it depends on who you believe, but from what I understand, Hamas doesn't want to kill all Jews. They want, again, they are a military arm, they're a resistance group. They want to remove the Jewish political power over their country, over their land. And I saw something from Hamas, again, like everybody has a PR group, and they don't have a problem with Jews. They don't want to be controlled by them. They don't want to live under Jewish rule and under Jewish occupied territory that should be, that they believe is their land. So they want to get rid of the Jewish leadership, and they feel like Jews are cool, y'all can stay there, but we're going to run this. If y'all can live under our rule, it's cool.
Oh, then I support that.
Right.
Well, I support figuring out whose land it is and who's going to win. It don't look like that. The Palestinians,
like I said,
got,
man, it's bigger than Nino Brown.
It's bigger. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think that we should just stay the hell out of it. But there's no solving this. Like, they want to, and here's the thing. This is my other thing. This is the crazy part, right? All these tunnels that they build it, and then they want to, like, and to your point, Blair, where you were talking about, like, whose side do you really want to cover, right? Because to them, they're like, oh, well, Hamas is building all these tunnels underneath all these homes for, like, some guerrilla warfare tactics. And so, essentially, like, if Israel comes in and bomb him, they bomb in all these civilians and kill the civilians. But, oh, we only kill the civilians because it's Hamas's fault. And I'm sitting here like, yo, first of all, when they fought y'all the last time, y'all whipped their ass. They built this tunnel system so y'all can't, so because they're trying to find a strategic advantage, right? So why not build them shits underneath hospitals and shit? Like, they fighting, I feel like that's a great tactic, right? Like, for real. Like, what do you expect them to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just expect them to get rolled over again because they can't, because y'all getting backed by the goddamn on United States, and we out here getting backed by little, you know what I mean, Hezbollah and fucking Syria. Like, yeah, they can't match the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit. I just find that very funny. Like, it's like, yo, bro, like, what do you expect them to do? Like, you whipped them ass the first time. They came back, built some tunnels so they can strike your ass without y'all even knowing, right? And they got strategic people because now you can't fucking, they putting foam in tunnels and shit to try to, like, squeeze them out. Like, it's the craziest shit. But, like, yeah, I just don't understand, like, why you complaining about them fucking building tunnels? Like, what the fuck do you want them to do? It makes those, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
I tell you what, Israel shouldn't claim land where if a terrorist organization or a political party, I don't know if they're terrorists or not. I'm not that invested in it. It sounds like they're terrorists if they kidnap the people. But I know America does the same thing, so I don't know. But Israel shouldn't claim the land if you didn't know people were building tunnels on your land. Like, if you were far enough away where you didn't realize people was bringing in the backbone and building the backbone. Ain't that what you're talking about? If you were building the backbone, drilling holes,
backhoes.
Ain't that what they call them, backhoes? Tunnels and backhoes?
Yeah.
Oh, backhoes. The backhoe? Why is it a backhoe? I mean, I love the backhoe.
Because it's a hoe.
I love hoes. But if people in here bringing in backhoes and you ain't noticed, I feel like you should let the land go.
Backhoe.
I thought it was backhoe. I didn't know it was a backhoe. Get back slap, ho. So, yeah, let that land go if you ain't know they was building tunnels. If you ain't have no alarm system to go off and say, hey, somebody keep digging, somebody keep bringing shovels. All these dudes with beards keep bringing shovels every day. And you ain't noticed, just let them have the land because you wasn't concerned about it anyway. All right. I mean, that's all I really got. Thanks for the information on Israel versus the Palestinians. DJ Siren, did you want to get anything else into it?
No.
A shout out to those four people that were protesting at my university. They were screaming "Free Palestine."
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't Palestine, ain't they the people who got the kidnapped people? I was confused on who was supposed to be getting freed.
Because people in Palestine cannot leave Palestine and they're being bombed and they have no food. So they're asking.
Why can't they leave? Or are they just going to go to Israel? They can't go to somewhere else?
No. They block Egypt. They can go. Like, Egypt is the closest thing and they have closed those roads. They've closed. They can't leave.
The Jewish people won't let them go to Egypt?
Well, no.
So they trapped them?
Yes.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Why won't they let them leave?
Because they got to kill Hamas, and they're afraid if.
But ain't Hamas going to stay in place?
Number one, Israel has already dictated whether Palestinians can move in and out of the land anyways. They've always been able to say if whether
don't
who
they
can
all
leave.
Look alike?
Who can leave and who
How
can't?
How do you know a Jewish person from a Palestine? I mean, look, I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm trying to get my, what do you call it, foreign education? What do you call it, international diplomacy, international information on? But, like, I see these people. Don't the Jews, like, I'm talking about Jewish people over there. I ain't talking about the New York Jews. Because they come in all different sizes and shapes. You know what I mean? New York Jewish people, like, I don't know they'd be Jewish. Thought they'd just be white. But the Jewish people over there in that hot-ass desert, they look just like the Palestinians. Yeah. All of them look like me, except for they really light skin. All of them look like me.
Number one, you never notice that black people look so thicker in general than
white
people.
That's true. I don't be noticing.
You don't really want to acknowledge the difference between a dark-skinned South Asian Indian person
what?
And a black person.
A dark skin. So, man, these
you don't want to. You don't want to acknowledge the difference between features. So if you, I don't
DJ
think you
black.
Are in the actual category of people to understand the differences between features between an actual Israeli descent and a Palestinian or Arabic descent person.
I mean, it just all look like for me.
What is that? Is that a bite?
Yeah, I got but, you know, I was confused. I got a Mexican dad on my team. Well, no, I got a Filipino dad on my team. I thought he was Mexican.
Well,
he was from LA. And I was like, he was like, man, I hate the Asians. I was like, come on, Bato, you can't be racist. He was like, Bato, I'm Filipino. I said, oh, shit.
You hate
the Asians. I said, oh, shit, I thought you was Mexican. I was going to tell you, stop being racist, yo. I like Asians, yo. General Tso's chicken. And then he's like, I'm Filipino. I can say that. And I was like, yeah, I guess that's true. He's Asian. But if a
but
Russian
anyway,
person said it.
So back to what I was saying, that it's already been dictated on who's able to move from Gaza to Israel. Like, all of that has been mandated. I just told
Let
you.
Let me ask you just a quick
I
question.
Just
Let me
you.
Just ask a quick question. And are they only restricting people because of the war, or is this
no,
happening
always,
even every time? I don't know. I'm asking. That's
it's
I'm
been
asking.
Like that. Now it's more restrictive. Now nobody can go anywhere.
Can Israel people leave?
Now people who work in Israel, I don't know what they can do.
No,
now people
no,
who
people
work,
go.
Palestinians that worked in Israel are being sent back.
They're being sent back now. You can't be in Israel anymore. So you get to go back to where we're bombing places.
But can Israel people leave?
I don't know what Israelis can do.
And the only reason I'm asking is because, like, I don't know, are we saying that Israel people won't let Palestinians leave because Israel's being dickheads? Or can Israel people not leave, too, because we just in war?
Nah, so what happened was they're trying to
– war.
Yeah, so what right now what's happening is if you're a U.S. citizen, then Egypt is allowing you to fly out from there. Right. And the only reason why I know that's because we had a frat brother stuck over there because his son goes to school over there. So if you're a U.S. citizen, they was allowing you to go because Egypt basically closed their borders, too. They were like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all not coming over here. So they closed the borders. But the U.S. citizens, if you're a U.S. citizen, that was your way out. That's the first thing. Second thing is because when they started campaigning, Israel basically cut half of the damn Gaza, like Palestine, in half. They basically cut it in half and was like, look. They sent out warnings. It was like, go to the south because we ready to bomb the north. And they gave them like 2 weeks before they launched the thing. It was like, everybody go to the south. And they started cutting off and allowing people flowing in and out. And then they stopped that shit because they started like launching rockets or whatever. And so they just agreed to like a 4-hour window to allow people to keep flowing, basically. Because the Hamas was like, nah, y'all stay, because that's a part of their strategy, right? Their strategy is like, yo, we about guerrilla warfare, right? We need a city populated so you don't know who fighting, right? It's the same way that Afghanistan did and the same way that fucking Iraq did, right? They were like, we didn't know who the hell we were fighting. They look all dressed the same and they're all sudden getting shot at. That's part of Hamas. So basically, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why they built the tunnels. But so basically, it don't work. Their whole tunnel system and their whole game plan don't work if you think about it, right? It don't work if all the civilians evacuate, right? Because then, you know what I mean, then they just expose. So they're trying to keep everybody in the north. Israel's telling everybody to go south. And so they can just start bombing the shit out of people. But the problem is they cut the damn power. That's what I'm saying. That's what's a Blair's point. You got to see both sides. You can't cut the damn power and then talk about you care about the people. You got hospitals over there that relying on power. So, like, the U.S. came in and was like, yo, allow aid to come in, cut the damn power back on because they running off of generators. They can't get gas because they get gas through y'all, right, and everybody else. So that's when you get insert Syria and Hezbollah trying to, like, you know what I mean, send stuff in aid over there because they can't get it from Israel. So it's kind of like, yo, like, you can't claim humanitarian and then got hospitals that you cut the power off on. So there is two sides to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that confuses me, though, because if you're telling me that Israel won't let them leave, but they should let them leave because it's guerrilla warfare.
No. Hamas doesn't want them to leave.
So now we're changing it. So Israel's not forcing them to stay there. They're not cutting them off from leaving because they
want. So what happened was when they divided, they basically divided this picture of them just dividing it in half, right? And it was like, look, we're not going to bomb the south. Everybody should migrate to the south. Some people are like, yo, I don't want to leave my home. Why the fuck I got to leave my home? Just leave us alone, right? So they were reluctant. And Israel was like, yo, we gave y'all 2 weeks to leave, so now we're going to start bombing y'all shit, and we're going to cut off the south. So you wanted to stay there, so we cut off the damn south, we started the war, right? The U.S. came in and was like, look, you need to start letting people leave because you got civilians dying because you're shelling them. And Hamas is showing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so Hamas, that's what they want, right? If you think about it, if you're Hamas, right, you want as many people to stay in the north because that's where your tunnel system is. That's how you're fighting them. That's a part of your strategy. So their propaganda is like, stay put. This is our land. Israel's propaganda is, you need to go south. Who the fuck you listen to? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm going to listen to Israel.
They got the bigger.
It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Right. Me too. I'm out of there. But you know what I mean? But you got a little bit of pride in your house. You got a little pride that this is my land. And now to you, you thinking somebody coming over there and just going to blow your shit out. You can't pack your whole house up. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's a difficult spot to be put in.
Hope they got Geico.
You ain't got the Aflac. But yeah, so I mean.
All right. Well,
but anyway, that just it just goes to the point. That goes to the point why we need just to stay out of that motherfucker. We need to it's bigger than Nino Brown, like Blur said, bro. We need to remove ourselves from that situation. It's not a good one.
All right. Well, that's an hour on that, so we can move off. DJ C's, how you guys think last on the Jewish Palestine conflict? Mm-hmm. Blur.
When we was growing up and people used to be like, peace in the Middle East, rain in Spain, all that stuff, who would have thought we would have still been talking about it 40-something years later?
Good point. Yeah. Take a shower. MX, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
All right. So, my man, New York, you got anything on the Jewish-Palestine conflict to end the session for the night? We'll probably revisit it as the week go on. And I got morbid, my bad. Are you good, New York?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So let's move on to something lighter, something more refreshing. Let me open it up to the room real quick. DJ Cesar, you got anything specific you want to talk about? Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
No, Blur, you got anything in particular you want to discuss?
Nothing that's too pressing, man. I'll do a couple things in the group text. I mean, I'm down. We can jump to any one of them. Ain't nothing. I mean, I have to get off my chest, though.
All right. Well, I mean, one of your topics was, can Trump beat Biden? Can Biden beat Trump? So I'll let you introduce that topic. Where were you going with that?
Oh, it kind of goes with the other part of the topic on there with we just had the Republican debate again, the Republican presidential candidate debate. Ain't nobody care. It came and went just like the World Series. Wonder why paying no attention to it. And all these people going back and forth. I saw one thing, I think it was on the NBC. They had a tracker about how many times each candidate took a shot at somebody else and how many times someone shot at them. None of this matters because Trump is up, I think, like at least 33% over the next leading candidate. So it's like, yo, are we just spinning our wheels? And I say we, meaning America, paying attention, if anybody is paying attention to this, because what are we doing this for? None of them are going to beat Trump. And then so we're just looking at, again, a repeat of Trump versus Biden. I'm like, what are we doing that for? I don't know if Trump can beat Biden. I don't know if Biden can beat Trump. I mean, the way I look at it, it's a lose-lose across the board.
Well, isn't that why you would want to run the race, because you don't know who might win?
Well, the race is between the Republicans. We know who's going to win. We know who's going to – no. I mean, the race right now, the Republicans, they're the only ones in the race. And I don't know what they're running for, because, I mean, I guess as like Larry Bird at the three-point contest, who's coming in second? I don't know what this is about. I don't know why they're having these debates. I don't know why they're having these polls. The Republicans is Trump. And then everyone else, and it's a large gap, a huge gap between him and everyone else. I don't know what they're doing. I feel like they're just wasting money and wasting their time.
But do you think Trump can beat Biden in the presidential race?
You know what? It seems like it's an easy say no, but the fact that all these people are still like – seeing something I'm not seeing, or not them seeing, because they got like 11 other people. Oh, I'm like, are they seeing something I'm not seeing? Am I seeing something they not seeing? It's like 11 other people who want the job, and they're like, nah, fuck them. We want him. I don't see how someone can have 90-something charges and be president. So I don't see how he can win. But clearly, everybody, or at least a large group of people, are saying, nah, we still want him.
From the jailhouse to the White House, it's the American dream, baby.
Right.
It's the American dream. You got to give it to Trump. He's charismatic. I saw a little clip of him making fun of Joe Biden getting off stage, and it was hilarious. DJ Cesare, what you got on Trump? You think Trump going to be able to beat Biden again?
You think he'll be able to beat Trump
again? Oh, yeah. You think, because who did Trump beat? Hillary.
Yeah.
Do you think Trump is going to go to jail and then this is all moot point? Like, what happens if Trump wins the nomination but then goes to jail? But it's a civil lawsuit. He don't have a chance. He's not threatened to go to jail, is he?
Nah, it's two different lawsuits. It's like four different lawsuits. One of them, he can't get jail time. I don't think he's going to get it, though.
Oh, God. DJ Cesare, before I go to our political correspondent, M Extra Money, what do you think? You think Biden has a shot to beat Trump again?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, I don't know. It's just a weird.
Watch your background. Who's drinking a soda?
That's a torch.
Everything surrounding this is just weird, you know, like none of the Republican candidates really want to be president. They don't.
Ron DeSantos.
They ain't talking about.
White Peter.
You know, they're running, you know, they keep saying the people in the know. Keep saying that they're running their campaigns to be second in charge, to be vice president. And they're all still very for Trump. And other than maybe Christie.
Jersey.
You know, no one's really, really trying to debate that they are a better candidate than Trump. But Trump and Biden, I mean, we did it before, or we've seen it before. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, an outcome that might be favorable for Biden. I don't know. I mean, we've had these 4 years, and I guess some people have soured on administration. I don't know if that's just talk. I don't know if that's what real people are really feeling. But I just don't know if people, you know, if it's going to be we really don't like Biden or is it really still avoiding Trump? Because I just don't know how many people is really like, I have to have Trump back. I mean, there's those people, but I really don't know what percentage of that or how many of those people, because there's still a lot of people, Republican and, you know, undecided or middle of the road or whatever, that still, you know, even though they might have supported Trump before, saying they don't really want another Trump administration. It's just too chaotic.
All right, we should have just let Trump win the second time, because we'd have been done this by now, right? We wouldn't have had to worry about none of this anymore. If he'd have just got that second term, man, like, we'd be all past this.
So
we'd never
true.
Have to worry about this.
I know, so true. You know, unless he tries to change term limits or something, I don't know.
That makes your money. What you got?
Man. So first of all, I think that, to Blair's point, I think you're right in a sense that nobody wants to see the rematch again, right? It's just kind of over it. But I will say that, you know, a Trump presidency is something that I don't want to see again. I don't know what, you know what I mean, would happen when you have somebody that's that corrupt and power-driven. So I think that's why I would still lean to older Biden than ever a Trump again, or anybody on the Republican Party that's in that field, to be honest, after what I saw at the debates yesterday. So I just think that, you know, having a Democratic, because, again, the Senate may flip, and here we are, you know, it's just, it's got, kind of, for me, if we already seen what he did, right? He put all these conservatives on the judge. He put three Supreme Court justices on there. They started overturning all of our rights. And they had a political strategy that they've been working on for decades all come true. And we were all caught sleeping because we didn't think it was ever going to have to happen. And so we're now living in this new era where we can potentially see lawsuits pop up in conservative districts that they know that is going to go to there only to get to the Supreme Court to overturn shit. And that's scary as shit. And I think that I don't like to build in fear when we talk about politics, but it is scary as shit when we look at what they're doing to our history, what they're doing to how we see the justice system. Is it really going to be fair or not? And the first thing I know that Trump's going to do is pardon everything that he's done and pardon everybody else that rode with him, which, again, if we want to talk about a land of laws, that should scare your ass too. Because if it was a group of black people charging the motherfucking Capitol, there would be no president talking about they were great people and we're going to pardon them because they were fighting me. That just wouldn't have ever happened, I don't think. Right. And so to me, if that is the person who is trying to be the president of the United States, I can't support that. I don't give a shit if Biden is on his deathbed, I'll still vote for him just because I don't see how Trump can benefit me. Right. And the people who we want to advocate, who I want to advocate for with him in the White House. I just can't see it just because of what we already seen. And so that's that. But to your point, too, about the whole court case, I thought we were going to talk about the court case because that shit's hilarious, especially all the gag orders that he keep fighting with this judge about. And it's amazing how we're witnessing an ex-president get all the business that he was trying to hide, like his tax returns and his money and his value, all that kind of stuff get put on Front Street. Like, I really just don't understand how he comes out of this. Like, how do you come out of this? You talk about you got all this money, and really, you really don't, right? Because now we do see your assets, right? And we see all the stuff that you did. And we see how you overvalued your stuff, right? And so that's what I thought. That's what everybody know him for, right? This rich guy. And now he's still rich, obviously, but he don't have as much that he thought he had, right?
It was so, like the military part of the Muslim book.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that Blur trying to jump in? I don't know whose voice.
Oh, that was me. My bad. I thought I was on mute. I was talking to my girl about something. She over here giving me the sexy eyes. I'm telling her, not tonight, baby. Gotta rest up. You know what I mean? You know how you got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
I will say this, though, about Trump. And the Republicans, some of them really do want to win. Ron DeSantis want to win. Nikki Haley want to win. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy, or however you say his name, I think he want to win as well. I think them three are actually trying to make a run for it. And I know DeSantis and Nikki Haley, they both have said, like, nah, Trump ain't the answer. Nikki Haley's like, yo, he was the answer back then. He ain't the answer now. He ain't the right person.
Yeah, Christie said it too, though. Christie goes on Morning Joe and
but he's just saying anything to I think he want to see Trump in the streets. I think that's really what it is. I think Chris Christie's trying to see Trump
in the
alleyway too. With what?
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, Chris Christie.
That's Jersey for you. Yeah, that's Jersey.
You're right.
Yeah, I got
you right. Oh, it's
going to
be interesting, man.
Is there a jersey code that you got to support him or something? Yeah.
I mean, look.
I ain't going to say it. I fuck with Chris Christie. If I was to vote Republican, I think he would get my vote. I think here in Missouri, I can't vote for the Republican primary because I'm not a registered Republican. But, I mean, I would vote for Chris Christie. I fuck with him. I like people who talk the way he talks.
Well, I don't fuck with Chris Christie. Fuck him. He's entertaining. You know, I know, you know, Trump represents that server in Maryland. But, you know, I can't, I don't know, man. It just seems weird when it comes to, I feel like the presidential race should be the best of the best. What was that movie with all them kung fu fighters? Was it The Best? What was it? The Best? Was it The Best of the Best? What was that 1980s movie?
That is a great movie about a fight tournament. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about. Best of the Best is a great fight tournament movie.
Yeah, that's what it was. Best of the Best. What? What am I exercising?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, that's New York, New York. New York, New York. You know you ain't on mute.
Hold up. I thought I was on mute. That's the mute button on my phone. Push.
You over there boo-loving too. But, yeah, the best of the best, man. Like, I feel like the presidential race should be the best of the best. And I feel like all of us are just sitting here like, man, this is what we got. Like, is being the president overrated? Why aren't we overwhelmed by how great candidates are to be the president of the United States?
I think it's definitely overrated, bro. It don't matter what it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. It don't matter what you do, right? You can say, listen, man, I'm giving everybody $1 million. The Republicans are going to say that's some bullshit. Like, it don't matter what you say or what you do as president. You're going to have at least 48% of the population that's not going to support you. That's a tough – like, who wants to work in that job? Like it doesn't matter what you say. They're going to oppose you. You can be like, are we giving more federal holidays? They're going to be like, oh, that's a waste of taxpayer money. Something. Like, it doesn't matter, bro. The people, even if the people say, hey, man, this is great, we're going to take our holiday, they still, 48% of the motherfuckers still won't vote for you. And you gave them the holiday. That's just how it is in this country.
You know, there was a great podcast on New York. You still boo loving off on, you still not on mute. But there's a great podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out. He has the guy who was the right-hand man of Trump. He did an interview with him, and it's pretty interesting. He also did Trick Shots. Don't take your mouthwash. So, you know, it's good. I think you all should listen to it. It's pretty interesting to hear, like, the mind of Trump. He is who we thought he was, honestly.
I think we've made it such a toxic position. I don't know if the presidency is overrated, but I do think we may have made it such a toxic job. Not even just with Trump, which imagine like who would want to go through what Trump is going through now? Like, imagine you're a businessman, you'd have made $1 billion or $1 million or whatever else. You the best of the best, if you will. And only to have your entire life scrutinized and everything you did be called into question. Now, even if you don't do a fucked up job like Trump did, I mean, look at Obama. Like, do you really want that type of scrutiny and that all those eyes on your family and them calling into your birth certificate and everything? Like, it don't seem like it's a fun job, one. And two, and basically, like, it's just not worth it in the end. Like, everything you do gets questioned and gets pushed back on. Like Obama said, he's like, yo, when he was in office, he thought, like, yo, I'm in office now, I'll get some things done. I didn't think the people I'm supposed to be on my team are the ones I'm going to have to fight with. He was telling LeBron, it's like going up for a layup, and you got Anthony Davis trying to block your shot. Like, yo, we on the same team. Why are you fighting me? It just seems like, yo, it's just not worth it because it's just like all headache.
Yep.
They should let me be president because I feel as though I can change that narrative. I don't know how much I'd get done. I think becoming president, you have aspirations to change the world. I feel like I'll be able to just help people get along. Because I'm going to call people out while I go for it. But, like, it is, it, I mean, but I feel you, bro. That's a, I never heard that quote from Obama. But do you think that has to do because he was Democrat or because he was black, where his own people was trying to block his shot?
No, I think it's because he's a Democrat. And I think with his own people, he mean, like, other politicians. Like, every time you want to get something done, you got another whole half of the party trying to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, so when Obama was elected, it came on that wave, right, where we had a whole bunch of blue, what we call blue dog Democrats that came in from Republican states. So they rode that Obama wave, and so they were really basically conservatives, right, but they were Democrats, and so, or pocket races or whatever, right? And so what happened was Obama gets in office thinking that he can pass his agenda because we had both houses under Obama's first term. And so he's like, yo, we win the Senate, we flip the Senate, we get the House, I'm the president, boom, let me go ahead and push affordable care, right? And what happened, all the blue dog Democrats are like, yeah, nah, we can't take that back home, right? So now we not voting for that shit, right? And so, like, all the initiatives in his first term, like, that he thought he can just get past easy, right? He only got stuck with the ACA, well, what they coined Obamacare. And then the Republicans ran on Obamacare, and boom, next is he wins the election, but they flipped the House on off of Obamacare. And all the blue dog Democrats who thought he had, they all lost the Republicans. That's how the Republicans flipped the House. Because they were like, oh, yeah, we tried not to get ACA passed. It still passed. Two Republicans came in and took their asses out. And so at that point, that's why I was frustrated during that time, because I'm like, yo, y'all might as well fucking just voted for the whole shit. Yeah, we're going to lose any goddamn way. You went out with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't get nothing passed. But you Obama the whole way. It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah, it's like, you don't have something to do. You're not going to get stuff done. Your family going to be scrutinized. You may have criminal charges brought up against you when you leave the office. Is like, and for what? You ain't even making that much money. You ain't even guaranteed to make money after you get out of office anymore.
Yep. That's, it's crazy.
A blue dog Democrat seems like a pretty good mascot for Democrats. It doesn't seem like it's a good thing to be for an ambassador. But you're telling me if somebody created a graphic of a blue dog Democrat, it seemed like it'd be a tight little
better than a donkey, huh?
Yeah, donkey's bad, but, you know, white people made these. these things that only a white person would create a donkey for their mascot.
Donkey
and this was before black people were allowed to vote, so we should get rid of the donkey. Anything that was created before black people had a chance, before black people and women had a chance to weigh in, we should get rid of. Constitution, get rid of it. Start all over. Why not? How bad could it get?
Yo, have y'all seen that clip where it's some dude, he's not a politician, he's like some type of activist or whatever dude. He being interviewed on the news, and it's a woman, new person interviewing them, like they do like a Zoom interview or whatever. And he's sitting there going on and on about the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. He's like, it's only two things that I believe that I have 100% faith in, the First Amendment and boobs. And you can see her face. Like, her face is like, wait, what? And she's like, hold on. He kept going. He's like, did you just sit here in front of me and say you only believe in the First Amendment and boobs? And he was like, yeah,
boobs.
First Amendment and boobs, two things that have never let me down. he doubled down on it. And she was like, I can't believe you just said that in front of me. You're talking to a woman reporter. He's like, hey, boobs are great. They never let me down. And the First Amendment is great.
It's funny how the boobs have let themselves down.
That's hey, man, after 40, after 40 plus years of service, man, they deserve it.
DJ C-Time got me watching this kid show. It's not a kid show, but this cartoon called Big Mouth. And they do a good job of showing a bunch of naked cartoon people. And at one point, it was about women body empowerment, and they had a lot of saggy boobs. I didn't know they had ones called East and Westies. I had no idea.
Have you watched the spinoff to Big Mouth, where it's just the monsters, just the hormone monsters, HR or something like that? They workspace. Hilarious.
No, I never. Never.
Yeah.
Didn't even know.
Where's this on so I can find it?
Oh, Netflix. Big Mouth is hilarious. It's great. But then they got the spinoff where it's not the kids. That's also funny as hell.
Yeah, but Extra, by the time you get to episode 5 in Big Mouth, you're going to be crying laughing. Just don't let my nieces and my nephews watch it, man. Well, I guess they all old enough. That's the sad part.
That's sad.
They all old enough. So, yeah.
Everybody went through puberty at some point.
You know, the funny thing you say that, Blur, because I honestly feel as though every 15-year-old and up should watch it. Like, it's definitely comedy, but it's very educational. Like, it says that it shows the obvious of going through puberty and, like, all the things that you feel, and shows, like, the good and bad of it.
Yeah, man, it does a good job of putting the medicine with the sugar and, like, delivering the message. I mean, sometimes they go a little bit too far. I don't need the people looking at fucking pillows and everything and impregnating pillows.
So, God, you've been in bad by the puberty, yeah?
The good and bad, yeah, but it's just about kids who just want to nut all the time, you know? But, okay. All right, so we'll have to get back. We'll have to, Ed Mesher, you got to watch the show Big Mouth and get back to us. I don't have anything pressing tonight. I think I'm trying to change the show to just an hour and a half.
There's one other thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm glad New York, if you're still online, I wanted to get New York, New York's opinion on this. There's a blogger, YouTuber, Twitch streamer dude, has like a YouTube show, DJ Academics. He used to be on, I can't remember the name of the show he was on. A gay dude, Saucy Santana. Well, DJ Academics did a critique of the City Girls or whatever, like he always does. Talked about the album. One of the City Girls' best friends is a gay dude, a gay artist from New Orleans, and he went at DJ Academics and said that, yo, we should fight, or I want to knock you out, and then after I beat you up, I'm going to clap your cheeks.
What?
Yes. Exactly. He said, yo, you always come in at women because you a bitch or whatever. He actually called him a faggot. And he said, yo, if you want to come at somebody, yo, you could come see me. And after I lay you out, I'm going to clap your cheeks.
I feel like I got to go fight him. Yeah.
He's from Florida.
That's my question. Because DJ Academic, now some people say he was acting, trying to, you know, get some sympathy points. He went on his stream and he was crying about it because DJ Academics is Jamaican. And he said, yo, is there some things I'm just never going to be cool with, I'm not cool with, and I have to come on here because I'm in America and pretend that I'm okay with this and I don't want to be canceled and I don't know how to even deal with this. And he was crying. Personally, when I saw that, I was like, yo, that's a gay man, but that's still a man. And one, he just threatened to rape you. So, you know, you can always go that route. But two, you can definitely run up on another man, gay or not, and put your hands on him. Now, he did just threaten to take your cheeks if you lose, so you better not lose. But I think just because you're gay don't give you the right, it don't absolve you of catching these hands. I mean, I could be wrong, but I wanted to know how y'all felt about that.
Yeah, I'm in the gym ASAP, yo.
You going to get right for him, yo?
I mean, look, he should have been in the gym. You're supposed to do your push-ups every day just in case something like that happened. Like, that's nasty work, though. That's real nasty work. Like, I don't know. I kind of feel for academics because, like, nah, you Jamaican, one of all, because you know they don't play that. They definitely don't play that out there. So I can understand his frustration and tears because he really wanted to go off with him. But, like, man, like, nah, you got to, like, come on. You can't be out here crying on cam because somebody else told you, hey, he going to take your cheeks. Like, what, bro? What? You got to stay in your business. There's no talking. I'm not going online no more talking about that situation. You gonna threaten to put hands on me, knock me out, and then rape me? Nah, bro. Ain't no conversation. They all industry, bro. Drop the location. Look, bro, I'm putting hands on you right now. Hands and feet, phalanges, everything, bro. Like, come on. You don't say that to another man. Like, come on, son. What's wrong with you? And then you gonna get on camera crying about it because you mad and frustrated. Nah, son.
That's right.
Nah, they both violated for real. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm disappointed in both of them.
Hold on, bro. That's how you know. Like the whole gay masculinity thing is such an oxymoron. Because I'm laughing at New York, New York. So you gonna drop the location for a gay dude to come through?
No.
Oh, you can't win.
Hey, look, you got to, bro. You got to. Like,
you got to
pause, whatever you call it. Yeah, like, but like, nah, it's like you got to see me with the hands. Like, I ain't going on no stream crying because some gay dude talk about he going to clap my cheeks. Like, nah, I can't do that. And look, at the end of the day, it's a lost floor.
Yo, you can't win.
And it's even worse.
Yeah,
it's even worse if you get knocked out by him. Like, what are you going to do?
You know he's going to clap your shit on camera, too. You know it's just going to happen on camera. You're going to be on OnlyFans and shit, you know, getting knocked out and your teeth getting clapped, you know, OnlyFans. So, like, you're going to make him a millionaire, bro.
It is crazy.
He should definitely go to jail. He should become a millionaire. If he knocks you out and then turns you over and then commits to raping you, he shouldn't have a moment where he should go straight to
like,
jail. He shouldn't pass jail. There should
listen,
be something.
Like, but hold on.
He
hold
shouldn't
on,
have a trial.
Yeah, I feel like if I told you I was going to do something,
exactly,
and you came over, like, you already consented in what was going to happen if I did what I told you I was going to do. Like, I feel like I told you what I was going to do. You came over, so you consented on whatever the action was going to be. I feel like that could be a winning argument.
Sounds like a verbal contract to me.
I feel like
the offer, consideration, and you showed up, so that's acceptance. Like, that's acceptance. Sounds like a contract. Like,
all
you agreed
right,
to
this. DJ, she's silent. When you go upstairs and get into bed, I'm clapping your cheeks.
That's different.
You know,
like this, like, regardless of what you say, you know what's going to happen. You can't say no then. I got consent if you go upstairs and get into bed. See? Sounds stupid now, don't it?
Well, that sounds stupid because that's her bed and you in her house. She's not coming to you. It's not like, hey, if you come over here, you coming
it's
over
not
here
like
to get your teeth clapped. No.
it's not like you're out here offering. That's the Cosby defense.
Y'all
right?
are
offering.
Telling me. you're sitting here telling me that if DJ Academics meets up with a gay dude, the gay dude beats him up, knocks him unconscious, and then the gay dude rolls him over and rapes him, he's going to win in court for consent.
No, we didn't say he's going to win in court. Who said that?
That's what MX is.
No, I said that's a. I said that could be a winning. I feel like that's a winning to pick.
Unconscious. I don't think you're winning any argument if you're unconscious.
Hey, man, Cosby did.
You can consent to do things while you're unconscious. That's not. You can consent to do things while you're asleep. Like, you give consent before you go to sleep. Like,
right.
Just because you sleep don't mean you didn't get consent beforehand.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like y'all are on a line that I'm not touching. If that's how y'all are, y'all lie, then you feel free to roll them dice. I'll make sure that my married. But my contacts are awake and can respond to give consent. I don't.
Yo, I'm not getting slapped. So,
what do you do though?
Yo, Saucy might be able to fight.
You look pussy if you go online. If you go online and just cry about it, you look pussy. You can't really like. I don't personally believe in cancel culture, but I mean, I guess if you're a streamer, if you make your money off of putting up YouTube videos, you can't really. You got to consider that, hey, you might be canceled, you could be demonetized, all that shit. So that is something I guess you have to consider. So you can't really go at him. He called you a faggot. You can't call him a faggot.
Why can't?
Is it catch 22? I mean, you probably can. Again, I think you can because I don't think there's anything that's canceled. But if you do that, there's a high likelihood that your videos are coming down off of the internet or you're not going to be able to make money off of it.
I mean, if you call him a faggot on YouTube, no disrespect to gay people, but like if you call someone an F word on YouTube, then yeah, you're going to get flagged down. But if you just say it on Twitter or anything in response to him or whatever medium he used to call you the F word, if you responded on that same medium using the F word, and I don't know which medium it was on, I don't know if it was on YouTube or what, then I feel like you're not going to get canceled for using the F word. If somebody calls you that first and you respond just because they're gay, I don't think you're going to get canceled.
I think, but I don't think.
Nah, that's a different whole type of community though. Like they actually like when you got a certain type of deals going for you, you got a platform going for you, you work for certain people and stuff like that. They can really stop your money for the use of the F word for real, for real. So, like, if you say it, and then all
but
of a sudden,
they did it first, they're going to stop Spotify from canceling your contract. Like, that's just not how that's going to work. Like, oh, they said it to me first. I mean, you are DJ Academics. You have a deal with Spotify. You have exclusive deals with Rumble or Bumble, whatever that thing is, and YouTube. You have all
these things saying,
hey, a gay person said it to me first, so I should be able to say it back. I don't think that's going to hold up.
But
they're like, nah, man, you're bad for business now.
Nah, that's the same thing that happened with me and Khalifa. She spoke up about the Palestine shit, and then she got fired right on the spot, on Twitter, actually.
Oh, you can't play with the Jews.
Who was that?
So Wiz Khalifa got fired?
No, not Wiz Khalifa. Me and Khalifa, the
poor star.
Yeah, the poor star.
How can a porn star get fired? So you mean somebody ain't gonna put their dick in her no more?
Nah,
why are you giving
not
me
a
the
poor
evil
star
look?
No
a poor star.
She's not a poor star no more.
not just have sex with people in a corner.
Hold on. See, now, this is why I don't like feminists, including my wife. My wife just got upset with me and moved away from me because I said, how can you get fired? You mean to tell me somebody going to put their dick in there no more? And she going to try to tell me that, what'd you say?
I said it's not just two people having sex. It's a production. It's an actual, it's you're on a set.
Where somebody gets their,
where
industry. She's getting fucked, right? Where she's
hey,
getting fucked, right?
Get fucked for free if somebody going to play the movie, though.
No poor movie, we do that. That ain't no poor story.
You could be.
I don't
up top.
I don't get I get fired from those
sets. I feel like she didn't get fired from being a porn star.
What? No.
Do Jewish people run the porn industry too?
No, she's not a porn star no more. She got fired from a podcast, I think, or something like that, and they let her go like right effectively, because she said something about it on Twitter, and then they spoke out about it and shit like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like DJ Academics, you know how these companies play. Like even like when people mess up, like John Morant, and then like Nike got an issue a statement or something like that. Or these views is not. How the company, this is not our company views, this, that, and third. We got to reprimand this person and stuff like that. I think even if DJ Academics was to do something like that on one of his platforms, I think, yeah, nah. It's going to stop his money. It's going to stop his money one way or the other. I mean, can he bounce back from it? Yes, but, like, you know what I mean? It's going to stop his money. It's going to stop his money for sure.
Yeah, man, you got to
– Why did you make
$9, $10 million – contract with Spotify, and they cancel it because you wanted to say faggot because someone called you a faggot. You'd be sick. That'd be worth it in your cheeks clap.
I don't know. I think getting cheeks claps is still worse. I still think having a dick get put in your asshole is worse than losing body. I don't know, but that's just my opinion. I think I understand what you're trying to say, Blur, but I don't think it's worse. Hey, do y'all see that Eddie Murphy's coming out with a Christmas movie? It looks terrible. But he get that money, so I support him. Anybody see the YouTube or the Amazon trailer?
Yeah, I must say, I think it's on Prime. I've seen the ones, you know, I fuck with Eddie. So, I mean, I'm going to be there. I'm going to see it.
Okay. All right, well, good topic, Blur. Pretty scary. Please don't get your cleeps. Please don't get knocked out and get your cheeks clapped. I guess the only good part about that is that you sleep. But waking up in the middle has to be horrific.
That's like, why I said like, if you wake up because of a decision you made versus, like, you waking up and your butt hurt and, like, you don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't actually remember what happened to you, or you getting an email like, hey, that $20 million contract you just signed, null and void because you couldn't keep your mouth shut.
I'll take the null and void over my butthole being open. Just me. Money's money. But good topic, good funny topic. Anybody got anything left on it? We're getting out of here, man. We're going to start running about an hour and a half to make it easier on the people staying up late. DJ C. Sire, you got anything to say before we roll?
No. I still do want to talk with Fleur about...
oh, yeah. You still want to talk to you about...
Yeah, we'll do it later. But just the hubbub, I guess it was last week, about the Atlanta dining restaurant scene and the food critic influencer, I guess.
Go ahead, talk about it. We got a couple minutes. We got 7 minutes.
Keith Lee, Blur, you know what I'm speaking of?
Absolutely, man. You know, I actually forgot we ain't talk about this. It's funny because Keith Lee, before he was in Atlanta, was it, babe, a week, 2 weeks ago, he was in St. Louis? And St. Louis kind of ran him out of here, too, for doing the same thing? Man, so I personally, I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with Keith Lee. Now, I don't know, dude. I mean, I understand he got a business to run. He does food reviews. And I actually watch some of his videos. I watch a lot of food reviews because I think my internal fat kid loves watching people eat. And so I eat too. So I'm pretty sure like all of us, we all have like bookmark pages and everything of spots we want to go eat out to. And it's all called from these independent food reviewers and independent restaurant reviewers. Fucks with him. I don't like what he does. And I don't know why. Because I understand you could, if you want to review a restaurant or a food place, cool, you review the food and you review the service. And maybe it's just my algorithm shows me the negative stuff more than anything else. or maybe because he focuses on black establishments, maybe it just is more negative stuff to point out. I don't know. But that's what it seemed like to me. Like, it's a lot of negative, or not, let me say negative, because it's a lot of bad reviews. Let me put it that way. Not the best reviews. And I don't really fuck with it. I don't like it. Like, I understand that's your job, but nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, he was here in St. Louis, and he's showing, like, yo, the website or whatever, so they open up at 9, here it is at 10:30. Nobody here. They ain't even open. All right, cool. Cool. That maybe that's true. It probably is true. Like, the truth overrides everything else. So, yes, it's true. Don't put, and maybe it's just me, don't put black restaurants on blast like that. You could have just not left that. You could have just not reviewed that restaurant at all. You could have just not said anything.
Right.
You could have only reviewed the places that you got food or service, good service, bad service. You ain't got a shit on R, and I'll say R, our establishments like that. It seems like there's a lot of that.
Right. What's wrong with y'all? HBCU
well,
people.
So hold on.
MX, so let DJ Satan get in because she wanted. This is her topic. Let her get a topic. Let her get a moment.
Well, go,
yeah,
Kate, MX, go ahead.
I just have a general question. Like, what happened? I'm not familiar.
Right. Okay. So basically. Oh, go ahead, Blair.
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
Quickly, Keith Lee, who is a food influencer, he's on TikTok. He goes to different cities, and he's basically a food critic. I mean, I like to think in more of traditional sense. I mean, there's
a mega food critic.
Someone that goes to establishment, and because he has a good following, and they said he started picking up around COVID. He just goes and reviews, he likes food and reviews the food. And, of course, that also includes service of a restaurant in certain areas. So it looks like he and Blair probably knows more because you said you followed him a little bit longer. I personally had not followed him. I just started seeing some of his reviews, like, as of late, right before, I guess, the Atlanta stuff. I don't know if he's been doing an uptick of videos. But, he, you know, different cities, usually black establishments. Does he does non-black restaurants too, or is it mainly just black-owned, Blair?
Mainly black-owned. He used to do, like, food trucks back in the day, and so it was, like, some taco stuff. But as of late, and I guess since he blew up, it's all black-owned.
Okay, and just does reviews. So the whole chaos started is when he decided to go to Atlanta, go to a few restaurants, and the main concern was some popular establishments. One is Candy from Escape, her restaurant
was
pretty popular,
Gang.
And another Old Lady Gang, and another one was pretty popular. What happened was, I guess basically he says if he's not there, he takes the food to go. So if they don't know, he's the one that's doing reviews, so he doesn't get particular, treatment. He doesn't get preferred treatment. They take the food to go so he can taste it. So usually has family or friends go in and either ask for to go or, to sit down. And basically he said, we went to Atlanta. They couldn't seat them. They wouldn't seat them. It was hour waits, or they weren't doing to go. They don't do to go. They don't do this. It was very, specific. And then finally, I think with one of the restaurants, he came and said, okay, the wait's an hour or 2 hours or however long it was. And I'm like, oh, well, we can seat you now. And he's like, no, I don't want to be seated now because I don't want preferred treatment. So, of course, when these reviews come, so he never did review those kind of two major restaurants. But I heard he did review a couple other ones just because he wasn't able to, actually taste the food. And it was just kind of like, this is how, and I think it struck a nerve with people in a lot of the areas. And I will say, even in D.C., kind of the same thing, or at least Northern Virginia, where it was kind of the same thing. I had made a reservation somewhere, and then it's still you go in, and then it's still an hour wait. Or no, we don't take reservations until you get to the spot, and then you can make a reservation in the lobby, and then we'll call you back. and then it's like, oh, we don't have any spots, but it's like half empty. And then it's like, what time do they open? We don't know. And so it kind of just brought to light the kind of horrible service of black businesses. And especially with Atlanta, where everyone is like, oh, you're running to go to these, you know, trendy spots, and you're treated like trash unless you're somebody. And
so,
that's
Blur, what's your problem with that? Well, it's like, some of it is exposing culture in especially in Atlanta, and I think probably a lot of major cities. I know some of that here in St. Louis as well, where it's a culture of, like, bad service. Like she said, you show up, it's an hour and a half wait time, but no, we're not taking your name. No, we're not taking your numbers. It's like, yo, get in where you fit in. Stuff like that. And in Atlanta, again, it's like, yo, it's an hour and a half wait for regular people. But, you know, someone show up with a name, it's no wait for them. And it's like that, I'm pretty sure in almost all major cities.
I've been following Keith Lee. No, the thing is, he does not do anything wrong. In my take, because I've been following Keith Lee for a while before he blew up, before anything, right? So before he used to go around Vegas where he lives and actually, like, tries the food out, he gives his honest opinion. If he actually doesn't mess with the food or anything like that, he will give him an honest rating. If he does mess with the food, he will give him an honest rating. The thing about him, he has a following now so big that his views can actually make or break a chain. But the only thing is, if you actually watch his videos from before this Atlanta situation or after the Atlanta situation, he gave his responses. It's not even only black-owned businesses and stuff like that. He tries everything that's always recommended to him and his family and stuff like that. He always inserts that, I mean, this is my opinion. Don't tear down these businesses because this is my sole opinion. He always gives praise to the people. Even before, he was featured on Good Morning. I think it was Good Morning America. He was on the news. He even tried Kevin Hart, invited him out to try his vegan spot. He gave an honest review to Kevin Hart and everything like that. He's a very positive person, and people try to downplay him. Like, it's like he's in a negative light. No, it's his opinion, and he always tells people that, Don't go based off of my experience. Still go and try these places out. But this is my experience. And he's always genuine about that. Just like, okay, if you say that you open at a certain type of time, we show up and there's nobody to wait us or seat us, or if my family go in because he's a high-profile character now and everybody going to know who he is. You know what I mean? I send my family in first to see how their experience is. But then I go back in and, like, see if it's going to be the same type of treatment. And then it's like, no, like, you can sit me down in 5 minutes when you just told my family is an hour wait. You got people out here in the parking lot, you know what I mean, still waiting to get seated. But you try to treat me better because I'm a high-profile celebrity. You know I could bring business to you. So he says, no, I want to be treated just like a regular person, and he doesn't shit on any establishment. Any place that gives bad service, he doesn't shit on it. He doesn't shit on it. It's just like, it is what it is. God bless. Continue. I hope you guys still do business. The thing is about the whole Atlanta situation where it's making like a big mark is because the Atlanta establishment, after he came in for the reviews or whatever, he made his like initial TikTok or whatever reel that he made. They came back and made a video about him talking about who's Keith Lee. I never heard of him. He not important. He acts so arrogant to him to the point where it's not even necessary. Keith Lee is a positive person. So you have to actually go back and watch his videos. And he actually is always positive.
And see, that's the thing. It's all in the message and how you say it. But like when I'm not sure you say, what did he do wrong? It's not necessarily right or wrong. He does his thing and take it or leave it. I always take measure like, would I do it? If I was a food critic, I wouldn't do what Keith Lee does. I wouldn't put out a review for a place that I didn't get to. Like, you don't even have to say that the place wasn't open. Like, why are you doing that? This establishment, we tried to call them. The phones don't work. their website, or Google says they open at this time. They don't have an actual website. We show up here, the door is locked, no one's here. Like, why did they put that out? It's not negative. It is your experience. That is how it is.
But that's,
you
but,
don't
but
have
that,
to do
but
that.
But hold on, 1 second. So, but like, that's going to tell me not to go to the website then. If I follow you and you tell me, yo, bro, don't go to the website, that shit broken, like, that's you telling me, so you giving me a heads up. Like, right, because, again, he ain't the only person that tried to use the website to call the Bama's and they ain't had no phone or that website going. I try to go to, you know, plan my day out, want to stop by here, you ain't open, you supposed to be open. Like, I just don't understand why you, what it seems like, trying to give them a pass for doing shit that would annoy anybody, right? Like, I would think that if it's black or white, if you open, you open, and if you not, you not. And if you ain't seeing me when you, because you don't got staff, then I'm going to question that black, white, or green restaurant owner. Like,
these are places that his platform recommends him to go because they're from their cities. So they in the comments like, try this place. And then if he doesn't have the best experience, I mean, they still want a review from that place. And so, like, you got to give the whole review. I mean, he's being honest and genuine. I mean, if you want him to lie about it on his platform, what are they going to do? They ain't going to contact the business and be like, no, you got bad business. They going to call him out, say, like, he a liar. He a fraud. He did that and third. That's going to fuck up
his credibility. Credibility gets shot. To me, I want to know. If I got a restaurant, I want to know what it is. I want to know if it's bad.
Hey.
So I can fix it.
Hey, DJ C-Sire made a good pun. We got a table this show ends in a minute and a half. So yeah. I didn't realize that food critics were good. So I should have started with this instead of the Jews.
Right.
Well, good.
Yeah.
DJ C-Sire, you got anything before we roll?
No, we'll get out of here. I'll say we'll talk about the whole history of, like, New Yorker food critics and disguises and things. It's really interesting.
Okay, we'll have more food
next
critic
week.
Conversation next week. And Metro, you got anything?
Next week, food critic talk. Let's go.
All right. Hey, and Metro, I might have to stay at your house this weekend, so I'll call you about that. New York. Oh, no. Oh, you Blur, you got anything?
Oh, man, I'm all here for the food critic talk. I think, you know, I think I could be a food critic because I love going out to eat, and if I can't eat no food at your place, I just ain't going to review it. And if anyone knocks me out and try to clap my cheeks, it's just not going to happen. I'm going to block that part out of my memory. I woke up with a sore butt and, you know, it never be spoken of again. If ain't no video, it ain't never happened.
Got to be bad if someone knocks you out, raids your fridge, and then rapes you. Hey, that's got to be the top five bad night ever. New York.
Hold on, I know you're about to go. Before you go to New York, hold up. Let me say this real quick. There was a dude out here who just got caught for breaking in a place because he stole a juice, and he drank the juice, and then he dropped the container in the backyard. So he, like, left his backwash and his spit in there, and they called him off the DNA.
Jesus. I hate black people. Go ahead, New York. Go ahead, New York. He didn't say real, they black.
Hey, look, I'm all for the food critic topic next week, y'all. I wanna see Keith Lee actually try some of Gordon Ramsay's food and give his opinion. Other than that, y'all, you know, I mean, don't be making threats online like you about to rape people and all this other stuff. Like I'm not gonna call you saucy. I'm just gonna call you Santana. I'm never gonna call another man saucy. But Santana, you wrong. It's just like Ray J. It brought up another point. Ray J, you know what I mean? What you did to Fab, talk about you gonna call the booty goons on him. Like, nah, stop that. Stop all of that talk. We not raping nobody, you know what I mean? Y'all should just link up, fight, and then DJ Academics, bro, don't cry on stream. Do your push-ups, you know what I mean? Get in the gym and handle your business. Other than that, we don't support violence, but when it's necessary, you got to defend yourself, you know what I mean? Do it. Other than that, drink your water, stay healthy, save the bees. We out of here to the next conversation.
I didn't mean to shut the music off. We got to end
it. Goodbye.
Great job, New York. Great job, DJ C-Time. Great job, Max. Great job, Buck.